The Early Childhood Council yesterday delivered a petition to Parliament seeking scrutiny of the way the International English Language Testing System, YELTS, is applied to Pasifika early childhood education teachers. The paper signature petition, with 759 signatures, collected from 80 early childhood education services, was received by National MP and early childhood education spokesperson Nicola Willis. Early Childhood Council Chief Executive Officer Peter Reynolds says the petition seeks a review of the Teaching Council's YELTS policy as it relates to Pasifika ECE services, and Peter Reynolds joins me now for more. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Peter.
Talofa, Brian. Thank you.
Talofa lava. Firstly, Peter, tell us more about the presentation at Parliament yesterday, please.
It was a good event. We had a number of people from the Pasifika services, childcare services, from around the country. Somebody even came all the way down from Auckland to be part of the handover. Nicola Willis was particularly positive and hopes to be able to present the petition to the Education and Workforce Select Committee. She's also hopeful of calling for an inquiry so that evidence can be sought and we can come to grips with exactly what the impact of this IELTS policy is on people wanting to become Pasifika teachers in early childhood.
And when we're talking about IELTS, the International English Language Testing System, what is it and how it relates to early childhood education?
The Teaching Council is responsible for maintaining the standards of teaching in New Zealand, and they register all teachers and issue practicing certificates for those who meet certain standards. One of the policies that they've got in place is for people who come from what they would call non-English speaking countries, they have to pass this International English Language Testing System test, which is very, very comprehensive. It's quite challenging. There are a number of people who really struggle with it. The problem that we have with this IELTS test, as it applies to Pasifika, is that we have a number of childcare services in New Zealand that are immersion services, like Aongamata. And they are looking for ECE, or early childhood qualified teachers, who are fluent in Samoan or Niuean or Tongan or whatever. Now, these people coming through the teaching, the initial teacher training programs, need to be able to pass the IELTS test in order to get their registration. And most of them are struggling at that point, and many of them fail. So they can't become a registered teacher to go and work in an immersion Pasifika service. And that's flowing back up the supply chain. So we're hearing from the teacher training institutes who are saying that the numbers of students coming in to learn how to become a Pasifika teacher in early childhood are reducing, and some of those institutes have even shut down their courses because of the lack of demand. Now, that means that services out in our community are really struggling to try and find people, and it's all because of this policy and the way it's applied.
And so, Peter, are we looking, or with regards to the petition, to do away with the IELTS test altogether or to review it, to adjust it?
We'd like to review it. We don't have a solution in mind, but what we'd really like to do is to be able to sit down with the Teaching Council and say, look, at the moment, as a policy, it's a very blunt instrument. You either pass it or you don't. And if you don't pass it, you can't get your registration. We want to have a situation that's got just a little bit more flexibility, that recognises some teachers work in different parts of our community, and we need to have a more flexible approach to ensure that those teachers are supported into the profession.
Now, presented yesterday to Nicola Willis, National MP, and early childhood education spokesperson, any word from the government with regards to the petition or with regards to the IELTS and impact and, you know, potential review?
We've raised the issue with a number of government ministers. We've tried to get the government to recognise that this is a bit of an issue in the same way as we've raised it with the Teaching Council. Recognise that the Teaching Council are very concerned with maintaining the standards of the teaching profession, and we want good quality teachers out there too. But the way this policy works is counterproductive. It's not working in the way that the community needs it to work. So we just want that flexibility. We're finding that it's difficult to talk to a government minister and say, look, can you help support us to get some traction on this issue? Because to do so means that they'd end up sort of arguing with their own ministers about how that works. So it's been a bit more straightforward to approach the opposition and say, can you help get this on the table? But we've certainly raised it with Minister Hipkins. We've raised it with a number of government MPs and ministers.
And so from here, what further action with regards to a follow-up from the petition, or even in terms of, suggesting, a possible review of the IELTS and what that might look like?
Well, there's a couple of things that happened there. First of all, in terms of the petition, the ball's very much now in Nicola Willis's court. She needs to get that petition on the table and present it to the Select Committee and convince her colleagues around that Select Committee table that hosting an inquiry would be worthwhile. And then it will run its own course. If it does get to that point, and we're very hopeful it will, then any Pacifica services or Pacifica parents out there who feel very strongly about this issue will be able to make submissions or go and stand in front of that committee and explain what the impact of this is so they can get a really good understanding of why it's a problem and what needs to be done to sort it out. But putting that to one side, there are obviously other things that we need to continue to keep pressure up on the Teaching Council to review this. And we're getting some traction in that regard. The Teaching Council have recently announced an alternative way of approaching this English language testing system. So they have another model now, but that other model still doesn't address the needs of teachers in Pacifica learning environments. So we need to keep that pressure up so that they come to the party and we have a system that is more flexible and able to meet the needs of a community that represents all sorts of cultures and ethnicities.
Chief Executive of the Early Childhood Council, Peter Reynolds, thank you so much for your time this morning. Peter, and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much for your time.
You too, Brian. You too.